It's a really positive move, I think. Really something, and it's really good that it's come from the local authorities themselves. And no, it's a really positive move because I think it's important people working together and seeing how they can do things better together is a really positive thing.
You mentioned there it's good that it came from the local authorities, not dictated by the department or somebody else. Well, why is that important?
Because I think things that are dictated by the department or central government don't work ultimately. It has to be from the people, if you like, for the people. And when we're sort of just designating structures, there isn't the buy-in, there isn't the acceptance. And what you end up with is generally something that doesn't work and then fails. And you can see there's a number of examples in many other jurisdictions where that's happened. So actually getting teams together that work together that can see synergies is really important.
Now, the members who were interviewed on Manx Radio from the respective commissioners both talked about how smaller government can often be smarter, can have more efficiencies. I'd just like to ask, what's your view on that? Is smaller and smarter better or bigger better when it comes to local authorities?
I think it's understanding where you have those synergies. So I fully support smaller, smarter as a general principle, and I'd support the principle of keeping things simple. Often when you try and combine things that are very complicated, you actually add in cost. So what you've got to do things, so where there's obvious things that you can do well together, you do them, but you don't try and do everything across the whole structure together. And this is what we found in our local authority transition, because we've really focused around services. So for example, shared housing lists. So it doesn't mean you have to have all the complexity of legal documents and so forth, but you get the important win, and that is that people are housed quicker. So if you focus on outcomes and what you can achieve, that is much better than trying to worry too much about structure.
Do you think that also aids you, that the manner in which you're going about this transition, because you aren't asking all local authorities to get round the table and agree on something? Because in the past, that had been a criticism of any major schemes, as they required everybody to buy into something, which realistically wasn't going to happen.
And it's exactly right, because everybody would be at different speeds and at different stages of development. You saw that in Garth. You saw the fact that some local authorities are saying we need to reduce our numbers because we want to work more smaller and smarter. And in Arbury's and Rushen's case, there's obvious ways, because they're both more rural, that they have those synergies that naturally fit together quite easily. So I think it's a really positive thing. And like I say, it's good that it's come from them.
Just on the transition more generally, is a downside of having organic transition is that eventually there's no consensus on some sort of common goals moving beyond that. If
But you see, again, it's coming back on outcomes. It's about what are we trying to achieve. So if you take on housing, what are we trying to achieve is people housed better and more quickly. And that's actually been achieved through very simple, straightforward, easy things that haven't been complicated. We're now looking at the same thing with waste. And the key thing around waste is better recycling, better talk about single-use plastics, those kind of things. How can we work better together as a group? And when you have very simple vision and very simple ideas, then it's much easier to achieve those. If we get bogged down, as you were saying, trying to get 22 authorities to agree on absolutely every detail, there's no need to do that. And in any case, we're not achieving what we are setting out to achieve.
In the case of housing, the shared lists have been hailed as a great success, but there are authorities who haven't yet signed up to it, well, one in particular. But does there come a point where the organic transition can only take you so far, though, if there are those who will try and resist it at every stage?
Well, there are, and what I would at this point say, there is a local authority election in April next year, and this is a fantastic opportunity for people to stand and say, look, you know, we've seen the benefits in other local authorities, we'd like to do the same here. And so this is a good part of, a vital part of democracies. Local authorities, in my view, are incredibly important. It's where I started in sort of a more political life, but they're really, really important. And they're part of the community, and they deal with all of the sort of the events and all of the things that really touch people's lives on a daily basis. So the local authority elections are really a good time to sort of influence your community.